On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mets and Yankees played over the weekend. The game's on SNY, the game's broadcast on YES. You would think, now forget about total number. You would think, though, 99% of Yankee fans are watching on YES, mm-hmm. and you would think 99% of Met fans are watching on SNY. That, however, is not the case. What did you find out when you read the article?
So it said, this is according to Sports Business Journal, that SNY had 70% more viewers than YES. And in the key demos of adults 25-54, they had 154% more than YES. And 18 to 34-year-olds, they had 166% more.
All right, so my question would be, how is that possible?
Yeah.
You're the Yankee fan. Now, yes. I watch both. When the Yankees are on, I watch the YES broadcast. When the Mets are on, I'm watching the SNY broadcast. When they're both on, I'm in a Met household. My son watches every Met game. We're watching SNY. There's not even a question about it. But, like, I would say as an objective observer, the YES broadcast is good. Like, I hear a lot of people complain about Michael Kay. I think Michael Kay is really good. Now, the one criticism I would have of YES, and I don't know if this has anything to do with why the numbers are what they are, is you never know who's going to be in the booth with him, mm-hmm. which to me is an issue, but not to that level.
100%.
You could turn it on, you could have, and I wrote them down, you could have David Cohn, you could have John Flaherty, you could have Todd Frazier one day. I love Kay and Paul O'Neill. I think they're terrific together.
I think so too.
But he's not there every game either.
Nope.
You've got Joe Girardi sometimes. I think he did the series in Toronto. You've got, does Jack Curry do games sometimes too in the booth, or is he mostly pre and post?
Mostly. Occasionally, if it's like Bob Lorenz and him, if everybody's off sometimes, if Bob Lorenz doing play-by-play, I think maybe Curry's been in there once or twice. They also have Jeff Nelson.
Yeah, Jeff, I forgot about him.
Yeah, Nelson does Nelson games, too. and obviously, play-by-play, he did the post-game too on the radio.
You mean Ryan Rucco?
No, Ryan Rucco, I'm sorry. Ryan Rucco does games at play-by-play. So yeah, there's definitely more of a swing. And I do think that the Met fan has a deeper connection to their three guys in the booth mm-hmm. than the Yankee fans have with the YES broadcast. I don't think there's any doubt. I think the broadcast is better. I think the Met fan has a deeper connection to their guys being Ron, Gary, and Keith. And the Yankee fan, because of that, doesn't necessarily, I don't know if we as a Yankee fandom, like, have that same kind of connection to the broadcast. I really don't think we do.
But
that does not explain why the numbers would be 2.5 times better.
I mean, it almost seems like everyone put SNY on.
Yeah.
When you hear numbers like he just read for that 25 to 54 demographic, that to me is insane. And, and you're the Yankee fan, so I take it from your mouth, obviously, but I get the whole connection between between Gary, Keith, and Ron. I mean, Keith and Ron really represent the golden age of Mets baseball.
Sure.
I totally understand that. And if you even want to go the next step and say, we know Gary is a diehard Met fan and like Howie was at the games as a kid. I understand that too. But Michael Kay, before he got the YES job, did the games on radio with John Sterling. Before he did that, he covered the team on the newspaper, you know, for the newspaper. Like, he has been around the Yankees since 1994, 95.
Maybe even earlier than that.
Maybe. I mean, we're talking about 30 years.
Yeah.
He, to me, when I think of the Yankees now, obviously Sterling, but I think Michael Kay.
Yeah.
And I have for a long time. And then the connection part with the former players, I mean, you're talking, again, it's a rotating group. I get it.
Yeah.
But you've got Cohn, who is both, but, I mean, amazing things with the Yankees. O'Neill, part of that 90s, I mean, part of that group that won so much. Like, why wouldn't there be a connection with those guys?
Yeah, I don't know if, it's not the same. I'm not saying there isn't a connection. I'm saying I think the Met fan feels a deeper one that to the broadcast. I just think they do. I just think that's how it's felt to me. And then as far as the broadcast goes, I would say, I've always said this, I think the pre and post are far better on the YES Network, and I think the broadcast itself is better on SNY. And it's not just the broadcasters, necessarily. They also are very creative. You watch the dual screens, the fade-ins, and
fade-outs.
Yeah,
well, some of that stuff I don't like, actually.
Okay,
to be quite honest.
But I think it's more creative. It's a little bit different. And I would tell you that when the Yankees and Mets play, sometimes, as a Yankee fan, I even will put on the Mets for an extended time. Not the whole game, but for an extended time, I will watch SNY instead of the ESPN.
Interesting.
Just because to get a different feel.
And it's, but that's not even different so much than watching the game.
Yeah, well, no, but watching the game, I'll even put on the SNY broadcast because I don't get an opportunity to watch other broadcasts. Or, I mean, I guess I could, but for the most part, to have the same game, know Ron, Gary, and Keith as well as we know them as Yankee fans. And for me, it's just an opportunity to hear the broadcast and the game in a different tone, a different manner, and just to get an idea of what they're talking about. And I don't feel dirty about it, where I would suspect a lot of Met fans might feel dirty about it.
I feel
there is a deeper connection to those three, and I totally agree with you. I think Michael Kay does a fine job. I think him and Paul O'Neill together, they've got that kind of
quirky.
I think they're terrific. I think Cohn is one of the better analysts out there. I think Joe Girardi does a really good job. I like everybody.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I dislike the broadcast, and I do think the SNY is better, but I cannot explain.
And
I'm curious to see. I don't know if it would matter that it was at Citi Field. Is there any, like, what was for the Subway Series, does the holiday matter? Does the games being at Citi Field matter? I would be curious to hear what the three-game ratings were for the Subway Series at Yankee Stadium.
Here's a question.
Back in May.
Maybe Al's on the phone. Maybe he can answer this, because I don't know if this is even a fair question. Is it possible that those numbers are skewed? Based on, so if you're going to stream the Yankees, it's very easy now with the Gotham app.
Correct.
If you're going to stream the Mets, it's not as easy. They don't have, you got to go to the MLB thing.
You
got
to go to the MLB app this year. They just had the MLB app.
Is it possible that more Met fans really are only watching on cable?
Yeah.
Whereas the Yankee fans are kind of split cable to just streaming. And I don't know if those numbers would be included in that.
I would think they would because I've seen this before in things. If you're streaming a channel that is a cable channel, it counts in the cable ratings.
So then that's out the window too then.
In fact, one of the things when I did this topic on the warm-up show that I heard a lot from people was that, in fact, the Gotham app is very glitchy and they're still having problems with SNY's being in...
Through MLB.
Yeah. It's easier.
I had to watch it for a brief time when Cablevision or Optimum had a thing with MSG. So I had to watch the Gotham app to watch the Knick games. The Net games, or whichever one it was. I was watching basketball on it. Glitchy. Wasn't
interesting.
Great.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Something doesn't add up to me. Mm-hmm. Because I love the SNY product. I do. I think they're, like I said, it's my house is a Met house. We watch them almost every night. Mm-hmm. But boy, I watch the ES broadcast too. I think it's good. I've never turned off a Yankee game.
Like, absolutely not.
God, what a garbage broadcast that was.
Absolutely
and not. And not to the degree, I don't think if I was a Yankee fan, why would I turn on the other bro? I just wouldn't.
Yeah, I do a little bit, and I would just tell you, I think the three of them, that they're the standard, and I think they're viewed as the standard in Major League Baseball, as the best television broadcast.
And I think that's
in the country.
Phenomenal.
And I don't think it explains this level. I can't understand it. I don't know why. Because I don't think the answer is there are more Met fans out there than Yankee fans. I do not think there are two times
the level
of key demographic Met fans than there are Yankee fans. I'm not sure what it was. I think the idea that for Met fans it would feel dirty to watch, and that's the other thing. You know, maybe there's just more vitriol from the Met fan that they would never turn on the ES broadcast where the Yankee wouldn't feel as bad, because I gotta be honest with you, I'm telling you, those games, a lot of it was over the 4th of July, and I didn't watch them until later because I'm nuts and I can't do the pop in for 10 minutes and then go back out to the pool. That's not me. I gotta watch it. But I would think, you know, just the idea of, oh yeah, no, put it on SNY, the game's on SNY too, like, and Yankee fans, that wouldn't bother a Yankee fan or a Met fan, would be like, hell no, we're not putting on the YES Network.
Let's take a couple calls on this. Nick in the Bronx, what's up, Nick?
Hey, how you doing, Jerry and C-Mac?
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm all right. To be honest with you, I can't stand Michael Kay. And when the Mets and Yankees are playing each other, I will watch the Met broadcast because those are actually better broadcasters. I like Paul O'Neill. I like Flaherty. I like David Cohn, even Girardi. But Michael Kay, I cannot stand.
And I'll watch the games when
I'm a diehard Yankee fan, born in the Bronx, live in the Bronx.
What is it? So, I don't want to get too personal, but like, what is it about him that you don't like?
I feel like Michael Kay is a big phony, and his home run calls are phony, and he's I just think he can't.
But everyone is though. I mean, Gary Cohen's out of here.
Yes, correct, correct. I'm saying after the home run call, you know, there's true emotion, and there's canned emotion, and there's always something with him that seems phony and seems off. And that's why I never listened to his show, because I couldn't stand him. He was phony.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting, Nick. I appreciate it.
I don't
see that.
I don't see that
hear
at all.
That.
No.
But I'm not a Yankee fan either, so I mean, who am I to speak of it? But and the idea that the calls are what they are. I mean, the guy in Houston, see you later. I mean,
yeah,
you don't think,
put it on the board.
Right.
Of course.
That's for 100 years that's been it. I mean, you know, John Sterling's, you know, ball game over. Yankees with, you know, how about the
put in the books.
That's another one. Or even the home run calls with John. You talk about, you know, canned or rehearsed. He's got something for everybody.
And we treasure
and we love
them.
Yeah.
No, I never felt the idea that Michael Kay isn't giving, like, I don't know, for lack of a better term, like an honest broadcast.
I don't
get that at all. I do agree that I do feel SNY has a better broadcast, and I would be I would think the percentage of Yankee fans willing to admit that far exceeds Met fans saying that the Yankee.
Well, you might be right about that,
but it still doesn't explain why they're watching it at that kind of clip.
Damian in St. James, what's up, Damian?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good, how are you?
So yeah, I'm a Yankee fan, but I watch, I'd say 85% of the time, if both games are on at 7, I watch the SNY over. And I'll peek into the Yankee game. I can't stand the Yankee broadcast. I feel it's wooden, vanilla. And I'd like the directing of the SNY broadcast, too. Like, there's Instagram pages that are dedicated to because the guy who directs the SNY broadcast, he does all those, like, box-in-box, picture-in-picture things. He's on, like, films. He's mimicking real films. There's Instagram page that shows the comparison.
Damian, I get what you're saying, and Chris had the same take, and I understand all of that. I just couldn't imagine being a Yankee fan wanting to watch the other because of a box-in-box video.
Yeah, no.
It's not just it's the whole product. I just enjoy watching the Met broadcast more. And if I'm putting a bowl game on for the night to, like, do stuff around the house or just relax, I'd rather hear Gary, Keith, and Ron and just envelop myself in their broadcast. If the Yankee game gets close or something happens, I'll jump in. But I always find myself watching the Mets.
All right, I appreciate you checking in.
Again, but this doesn't answer the question because, to be totally honest with you, I mean, I guess maybe it does, but like for that example, just the idea, I don't watch the Yes broadcast. I mean, the Yes numbers, I believe,
are pretty good.
Are good.
Yes.
So it's not like no one's watching the Yes broadcast. It's not like Yankee fans are boycotting the Yes network or, you know, unhappy with Michael Kay to the extent where the numbers are down. For whatever reason, this series, again, with
on the 4th of July.
No, I know what I'm saying. Like, but that my point is, I don't think it's that Yankee fans, however many calls we get on the subject, I don't think Yankee fans despise Michael Kay or despise the broadcast. But I it's hard to explain, but I think, because I do agree with his assessment, like, they do creative things. I watched the Yes game, and I'm like, that's it. I watched the Met game, and I'm like, that's...
I get that.
And he's mimicking movies. He's right. There's like a whole thread of like the shot-for-shot stuff that he does where he takes it from film.
And
it's interesting.
I take none of that for granted. And I, like I said, I think the SNY telecast is phenomenal.
It's very good.
But I just couldn't imagine changing the other... I don't know.
It is hard to explain.
Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Ant?
Michael Kay is just a hater. Hear me out.
Yeah.
When I watch the Met game, right? If the Mets are playing bad, Gary, Keith, and Ron give it to the Mets players, and they'll give credit when it's due to the other team. And then you have when I listen to the Yankee broadcast, it's the other team's just not the Yankees. Just are beating themselves. They never get beat. From Michael Kay's perspective, they always beat themselves, and it's always, you know, the Yankees that didn't show up, not the other team that played great, and put up six runs or something like that. It was the Yankees that beat themselves that got shut out.
I don't know. I think most fans want to hear him be critical about your team. Nobody wants to hear, well, you know, I think they are critical.
Though.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what he's saying. He's saying they blame the Yankees when they're losing instead of saying, well, the other team played well.
Right, but his first point was that it was the same point.
It was counterproductive what he just said. Counterpoints. I don't know. Yeah, I never got that feel. Now, I will say, and I've said this for a long time, my favorite thing about Keith in particular is Keith can't suffer bad play.
And right.
Like, if the other team makes an error, he doesn't have the tone of the Mets caught a break. He always has the tone of, oh my God, how could you do that?
Yeah.
How could you not swing at that pitch? How could you blow that play? Like, he very much gives the perspective of a baseball fan first sometimes, right, where he'll be critical of the other team a little bit more than I notice other broadcasters doing, because I think he puts himself into that situation.
Oh, for sure.
As a former player. But the idea that the Yankee broadcast isn't either critical or doesn't talk to just the idea of baseball being baseball and that there's two teams on the field, it's ridiculous. Like, we're just taking calls about people's personal opinions on stuff that don't even make a lot of sense and don't really explain what the hell happened on 4th of July weekend.
No, but I think you're getting a sense of maybe why people are turning it off and going to the other one, but I don't agree with what I've heard so far, but it's also their opinion, so what can I say? I'll take a couple more before the break. Bill in Corning, what's up, Bill?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
So, I cut cable.
Right.
And I have a hard time without paying an extra $150-$200 a year watching Yankee games.
But all right, that's fine.
Hold
on 1 second. That's fine. But then how would that explain Yankee fans watching the Subway Series on SNY rather than Yes?
So I do have Hulu, the basic package of Hulu. They have SNY on that. Mm. The only time I get to watch a Yankee game is when they're playing the Mets, when it's on Amazon, and I can't, and when it's on Major League Baseball Network, it gets blacked out, because, you know, I'm in New York.
Right.
So
all right, you
the
know,
only way I can watch Yankee games is through SNY.
So are we saying that the Yes broadcast is so difficult to get that the SNY benefited from all of these Yankee fans who can't watch the Yes Network?
Well, I mean, what he's saying in his situation is he has Hulu and he does not get Yes, and he won't pay for the higher tier. SNY comes with the Hulu package.
Is that 70%?
I don't know,
there is nothing that explains that.
We're getting everybody's personal opinion or issue.
Well, I understand, and I get that, but like cord cutters who have Hulu who want to watch Yankee games and have to wait for the six they play the Mets? Like, you know,
it's hard to fathom. He's just listening to games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too.
And he's watching every Wednesday on Amazon.
Maybe the Yankees are on the greatest radio station in the history of mankind.
Well,
maybe that's
true.
Why the television numbers are down.
Here's one more, because this is interesting to me, because I don't feel this way either, but again, I might be wrong. Kathy in Florida. What's up, Kat?
Hey, good morning, guys. Really enjoying the show this morning. My opinion, I'll talk about why what happened this past weekend, but off the top, I do not enjoy listening to Michael Kay. I particularly don't enjoy listening to Michael Kay with Paul O'Neill because they have this bromance going between the two of them, and they make the audience feel excluded, like we're on the outside. We're not part of it. The one thing I really like about SNY, those guys really draw people in. They make you feel like you're part of it. They're very they have a lot of spontaneity with themselves. But that broadcast with Yes, it's not fun. You're not part of the whole thing. And the reason why I think this weekend, it was a 4th of July weekend. Everybody wants to watch baseball on the 4th of July. And I personally went over to SNY because I'm like, well, I get to watch those guys with my team. You know what I'm saying? Is I like to listen to the three guys on SNY because they're just fun.
No,
they're a fun group.
They are
and
fun.
Then I got the chance this past weekend with the Yankees. So I'm like, of course, I'm going to leave Yes, absolutely, and go over to there. Why not?
Well,
I'm still going to be able to watch my team.
And that's fine. And, Kathy, if these numbers are real, then you're part of a lot of people.
I'm starting to get my Yankee fandom up here a little bit. Like, the idea that the Yankee broadcast is unwelcoming
that is not
and unfun and watching Yankee games aren't fun, I think, so I got to go to the Met broadcast. I think they do a hell of a job.
They do, and Paul O'Neill is funny.
Paul O'Neill is very funny. Listening to them, what was it, yesterday, he couldn't figure out Alex Rodriguez was the guy who hit 3,000 hits, and they're messing with each other. I think it's really fun. The idea that broadcast isn't fun is ridiculous. I happen to agree with one sentiment, right? I have no, like, pure allegiance where I have to watch Yes, otherwise, like, I don't feel like a Yankee fan. And I think they're very good at SNY, and I, for me personally, take the advantage on occasion to watch a Yankee game with other broadcasters just to get a sense of how other teams or other broadcasters talk about Yankee players, just to get a feel for it. But the idea that the Yankee broadcast sucks and that Michael Kay is on and Paul O'Neill is unwelcoming?
I thought the opposite, to be
quite
honest.
Absolutely. Paul O'Neill is extremely welcoming. That broadcast is a lot of fun with the two of them. And then when Cohn joins in,
Cohn's
the three
a goofball.
Of them, they're goofballs. They're goofballs, and Cohn also gives you the analytics stuff. Like, I think it's a really good dynamic. I mean, I could tell you the Mets broadcast is better, and I think that's an honest assessment. But the idea that the Yankee broadcast is so awful, it's driving Yankee fans to SNY, I can't imagine that.
But I will tell you, something's up, because the phone lines are not stopping right now.
No, I know.
On my podcast, A Spy with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow A Spy with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.